Parshas Kisavo begins with the mitzvah relating to Bikurim, the first fruits. The Parsha begins in Parak Chavav of Sefer Dvarim, of course. Pasuk Aleph, Hoya Kisavo La'aretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Hanosen L'cha Nachala V'Yishtov Yashav Tobah. Right, so you come to the land which Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you as an inheritance, and you'll possess it, and you'll live in it, and so on, and take possession of it. So the lakachta me reishis kol pri ha'adoma asher tovi ne'artzucha asher Hashem lakecha nosen lach v'samto v'atene v'halakta ala makom ashivcha asher lakecha shakein shemo sham. And you shall take of the first of every fruit. That's a question, which fruits are required, huh? I put this on it. The first of the fruits of every fruit that grows, that comes in your land, and you put it in a basket, Pesamta Batene, and you place it in this basket, and you go to the place that Kosh Baruch will choose, and it goes on to describe a little bit of the ceremony that took place in terms of Bikurim. You had to bring this basket. A basket is a tenner, right? That's the joke, that if your basket is too heavy, you get tenner's elbow. Right? Okay, anyway. There's too many Bikurim, it's an untenable situation. Go on. But anyway, be that as it may. So that's the din, right? That's the mitzvah of Bikurim. They have to bring the first fruits. Actually, this mitzvah is mentioned earlier in the Chumash and Parashat Mishpatim, very briefly, but here it's gone into in greater detail. It's not every type of fruit. The Chacham learned only applies to the fruits which are the mitzvah, the Eretz Yisrael Shiv Haminim, the fruits which are Eretz Yisrael. No, okay, fine. And you have to go through this ceremony. The Torah doesn't describe exactly anything about the procedure of going. It just says, you go to the place. Then when you get there, you have to go to the Kohen, make a whole declaration, and so on. So that's the mitzvah of Bikurim. We have a Masechta called Maseches Bikurim at the end of Seder Zeruim. So there, the Mishnah describes in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, that they made a whole production. When these farmers came bringing their first fruits to Yerushalayim, it was a whole parade, a whole ceremony to enhance the mitzvah. And it describes that they were led by certain animals that were wearing decorative garments, and a cholel makaris man, they played the musical instruments when the farmers marched in Ad Shemagim Karv Yerushalayim. I'm reading out in the middle of Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel, Maseches Bikurim. It says there, Higiyu Karv Yerushalayim, when they approached Yerushalayim, the farmers bring in the Bikurim, Shalchul Esmeim, the Ichuis Bikureim. They would decorate these baskets and so on, make it look attractive, and people came out to greet them, Lefi Kovan and Chasma Yotzim, to give honor to the people and so on. And then it says, here's the line for our shir tonight, Bechol Balei Umyo Shibushalayim Omdim Lefneim. When they walk through the city, all the shopkeepers and craftsmen and, you know, people working there would stand up as these are simple farmers. These weren't, or anything, regular farmers, but they were coming with their Bikurim, and all the people in Yerushalayim, as they marched past their store, they would stand up as a sign of kavod. Called Balei Umyos Yerushalayim, Omdim Lefneim, Vishol and Bishlomam, they asked, how you doing, right? They greeted them, Achenu Anshe Amokom Ploni Basam L'Shalom, our brethren from so-and-so village, whatever, come in peace, and so on. They made a whole welcome wagon, basically, a whole welcoming ceremony to honor these people who came bringing their Bikurim. That's the Mishnah, Bikurim, Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel. Says the Rabbi of Avadim Bar Tanura, commenting on the Mishnah, "V'chol Balei Umnius Shirushalayim Omnim Nam." It says as follows: "Afal Gav De'Ein Balei Umnius Chayavim Lamav Ve'Tamei Chachomim." There is a din we'll see momentarily, they go on Kiddusha and elsewhere, that people who are working are not required to stand when the Rosh Hashiva, the Tamei Chachomim, come by Mishar She'oskim B'Melachtam, because they're busy with their work. They don't interrupt your work. You know, imagine you're working on something's precision instruments and that stands up, it'll waste time. Time is money and so on. So you don't have to do that for Talmud Chacham. Kadesh Shalai is Batlim Melachtam. So a person won't, you know, end up ruining his work and so on. Mikol Mokom Hayu Chayovin Lamo Meviya Bikurin. Nonetheless, the Mishnah teaches us for the people who came, you don't have to stand up for the Talmud Chacham or Yeshivas. But for the people bring Bikurin, they did have to stand up. The Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Because it's a special thing when a mitzvah is being done at a specific time, at its proper time, that's a beloved thing. And now the Bar Tanura adds, we'll go back to this point, but he adds, "Umitam ze omni mitnei nose hamita shehameis bo." That's also the reason if a Rachmanu Litzlan, a funeral goes by, you stand up for the people carrying the coffin, carrying the aron. And also, umitmei noseh hatinok lebris mila, when they bring the baby in to the bris mila, you stand up also for the person carrying the baby. Notice how the Tanur right, you're standing up not for the deceased, but mitnei noseh hamita, the people carry, doing the mitzvah of being malav, of carrying this deceased, this aron, this coffin to its resting place. And also mitnei noseh hatinok lebris mila, the klater, we call the klater, who brings in, you know, brings in, stand up for him as well. So says the Bar Tanur. Similarly, the Tiferes Yisrael, and Oschof writes on this phrase, Chobala Unus Rishon Om Nilfnem Kisha Over Nilfnem, when they walk by them, right? And again, the Ein Bala Unus Chayav Lam Reitamei Chacham Shas Malachtem. And even though that the workers and so on don't have to stand up for Tamei Chacham if it's going to interrupt their work, Hocha Chavim It's Rishaita. And same thing, Chayav Lam Ob Nei Nosei Mitos Nei Nosei Tina Klamo. So here we have this idea, this Mishnah, that apparently there is an Inyan to stand up to show covered for somebody who is performing a mitzvah. You honor somebody who's performing a mitzvah. These people, these farmers are coming in, bringing their bikurim to Yerushalayim, and the Bar Tanur and the Tversil equate it to somebody carrying an aron to a burial, or bring on the positive side, bring a baby to a bris mila and so on. That's what it looks like, that there's this inyan of standing up in honor of somebody coming to do a mitzvah. The question is, what? Well, that's the issue, because it's in the first statement, the Bar Tanur said, it's a special thing, chaviva mitzvah is b'shaita. So let's see what this is about. Yeah.
Did all this through the wedding?
Oh, so they were good. So that's what I wanted to speak about, really, when we get to eventually, is the practice that has become, I think, de rigueur, a practice that when the Chosin and Kala walk down, everybody stands up. I said has become because it's relatively new, at least around here. I'm married less than 30 years. In my time, the people did not stand up when the Chosin and Kala walked by. And for not my chaverim, not for several years. Okay, but maybe. But it's a relative. It's more. As I say, everything is relative. But it's a relatively recent practice, at least around here. And now it's the chosin kala come out, the whole place stands up. Everybody's standing up while they walk by. So I want to get to try and understand where does that come from, and this is possibly a source. But we'll get to it all the way. Again, one of the sugyas that's relevant. And it's also correct that people stand up very often for the grandparents, but that's taka dinim. Most older 70 years old, that's possibly din derai, not possibly, it's a din deraisa. But for chas and a kal, the question is why everybody stands. Everybody does. And if you don't stand up, it looks funny. But that's what I wanted to address. So based on, talking about standing up. So there is a Gemara in Masechus Kiddushin, on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, which talks about standing up. And it mentions this mission, Bikurim, based on Pesukim Ar Sedra. It says as follows. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, the Gemara discusses under what circumstances does one have to stand up for an elderly person, for Tamar Chochem and so on, Kima. Okay, so it says in the top of the page, Lamed Gimel Aleph and Kiddushin, Amar Mar, Yochel Yehadrena B'mamon, okay, maybe you have to show covered through with money, so Tamar Lomo no Tokum. The Hadarta, right? It says Mipnei Seva Tokum Barshes Kedoshim Pasuk. It says Mipnei Seva Tokum Hadarta Pnei Zokin. So Tokum Hadarta. So Makima Shein Mechsorn Kis Afida Shein Mechsorn Kis. Just like when you stand up, it doesn't cost you anything. So to here doesn't cost you anything. Yes, the Gemara. What do you mean? The Kima Less Mechsorn Kis. Is that true? That standing up does not cost anything. Mila Skin the Konaki Marganisa. Right? The guy is working with the Marganisa like jewels. He's got a precise, a diamond dealer, and he's got to cut something very precisely, or fit something into jewelry very, very precisely. So the hachi, he's going to stand up every 15 minutes when he walks by. It takes him 10 minutes to get back, to the exact place he was before, right? So, Ella says, Akish kim lehida mahida shein bo bito, akim shein bo bito, has to mevata the malacha, totally. Okay, Akish na mahida lekim, akim shein bo chizankiz, akim shein bo chizankiz. And mikan omru. Based on this, the Gemara says the following: Ein bale umnius rashoin lamod ne tamer chachamim b'shoa shoskim malachtam. Workers are not, and that's the, this is the Gemara that the Bartanura and the Tiferes Yisrael on that Mishnah Bikurim, Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel, were referring to this Gemara. It says, Ein Balei Umnos Rishoim, they're not permitted, because, you know, the boss pays you, he's not paying you to stand up every 10 minutes, right? So, and lose another 5 minutes of the day. It adds up, right? So, Ein Balei Umnos Rishoim, Lam Mei Tamil Chacham, Bishar Shoskim Lachtam. Ask the Gemara, really? Below, is that true? What about our mission, Bikurim? Right? Called Bali Umnus Om Mimitneim. The Mishnah says when the farmers came with their first fruits, so everybody stood up. That's our mission, Bikurim, we started with. So, Omar B'Yochanan, yeah, and Achanan, it's not a kasher. Mipneihem omdim, me tamircham en omdim. That's true. You stand up for these farmers delivering their, coming with their fruits to Yerushalayim, but not tamircham. Why not? Okay? So, that's it then. So, Omar B'Yosi bar Oven, bo re'e kama chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Okay? Come see how special it is, to, you know, the, when our beloved in mitzvah is when it's done in its proper time. Sha'arei takem, mitnein omdim, mitnein omdim, v'ein, v'ein tamar chavim, ein omdim. Enochanami. Okay? In a certain sense, tamar chavim walking by, it's not doing any mitzvah, but a guy's come to do a mitzvah b'shaita in its proper time, so chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, a special thing, and, you know, mitzvah is being done in its proper time, and now you can extend that, like I think you wanted to say, to what the Bartanura and the Tereso extended to bring the baby to a bris and miss it at the proper time, or a Hornsan people carrying an oran to a career after the bury right away, that's a din, right? So that's he says, Kama Chaviv Mitzvah Shaita Shari, name only the Dhamakam, ain't on them. The Nigamara kind of rejects that here in the Babli. The Dilma Shiny Hossam, no, maybe it's different. Maybe that's not why. It's not because Chaviv Mitzvah Shaita. Maybe, Din Kain Ator Machshilon La Osir Lovo. Okay, the Bach fills in. Nimtzei Satalach Shem La'asid Lavo. Rashi explains to me the following: Shelo Yaviu Od. You know, if you're not going to show these people covered, they're going to come with their bikurim, and everybody, you know, finds them to be a pain in the neck, and you're trying to get your work done. There's traffic, and you know these guys are trying to get through, and you shove them, and you push, you don't show them any covered. So next time they're not going to come. Shelo Yaviu Od. Shiyomu Nivzim Ano Beinahem. You know, the people don't even appreciate that we come here, we travel from our farms, and, you know, they'll be belittled or degraded. They won't come here anymore. The law mishum chaviv mitzvahu. And it's not because of chaviv mitzvahu. V'ilu b'nei adam anikarim chashuvim b'ir v'asukim mitzvahu v'la meikam mekamayu. But somebody else, perhaps you wouldn't have to stand. Someone with, you know, in town, not going to feel slighted. People would say, you know, the guy's running to do a mitzvah. He said, you know, so I have a baby, so no one stands up when I carry a baby. I'm not offended, I know. But if someone comes out of town, they'll be offended and so on. That's the Gemara in Kiddushin, Lamed Gimel Amid Aleph. So it comes out from this Gemara that the Gemara may not accept, or at least suggest a different possibility. No, there's a special din by Bikurim, special din, that we want to treat these people with extra respect to make sure they always come. They enjoy coming. Because it is a pain. You have to leave your farm and schlep to Yerushalayim. And we want to treat them as...
Sounds like the
Aiden. Yeah, like the Mesa Rosh Hashanah, right. You want to make sure they're very good. You give them food. You make like a kiddush. Exactly. You know, you want to encourage people to come. Right. Even that. Right. So the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah are good. So it's the same. You got a similar idea. We want to encourage these people to come. So we make a bit of a little fanfare when they arrive to give them this chizuk and so on. This would not, according to that conclusion of the Gemara, this would not really extend necessarily to other circumstances. Comes other mitzvahs, but that's the Gemara and Kiddushin. Now the Yerushalmi in Bikurim, it's interesting on that Mishnah. Yerushalmi in Bikurim, Eric Gimel, Halacha Gimel. It's Daf Yud Aleph and Amud Aleph in the Vilna Standard Yerushalmi. The art school actually has Bikurim out in English, so you can take a look there. It's a different daf. I don't know offhand. You know, I actually worked on that Masechta. But anyway, it says as follows in the Yerushalmi. It says, V'lo kain tani tokam adarta makima she'en b'chisor and kis afhida she'en b'chisor and kis. So they ask, it's on Bikurim, so how come you make these people stand up? It's going to interrupt their work, right? And we learned, you know, you don't interrupt the person's work, right? It's only ein bo chisor kis. When is there a mitzvah to stand? Only when it's not going to cost anything. But if you're a jeweler, a diamond cutter or whatever it is, and or anything else you're working with, you can interrupt to stand up. You shouldn't have to. So why is this any different? So there's no answer here. The answer here that the Yerushalmi gives is, shanya hi hacha shi achas lekitzim. Yishami says, no, this is different because it's once in a while, once a year, people come in Bikurim. It's not all the time. I have a Talmud Chacham, a Rashi who lives in my neighborhood. Every day he walks by, he comes in, he goes out to lunch, he comes back. You know, but here, these people come once in a while. It's not that often. So once a year, you can miss 5 minutes of cutting a diamond. So, you know, I mean, that's Yishami's answer. We do it by Bikurim because it's not such a commonplace occurrence. It's not going to be such an intrusion on a person's work. That's the first answer. Then it says, Abiyosi bar Rabbi Bun. Remember, I should have held on to the page, okay? But it's the same speaker. It was Mark Kiddush and Lamed Gimel. The Mark Kiddush and Lamed Gimel quoted, it was Rabbi Yossi bar Oven, was the one who said, Kam Chaviva Mitzvah, you see how our beloved is, Chaviva Mitzvah Shaita, Rabbi Yossi bar Oven. Okay, and here in Yerushalmi, it's Rabbi Yossi bar Bun, presumably the same person. Rabbi Yossi bey Rabbi Bun b'shem Ruchuna bar Chia says the same thing. Bo re'ei kama gadol kochan shel osei mitzvah. Just a little different. It says, look how important it is when somebody's going to do a mitzvah. He doesn't say chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. Just says kama gadol kochan shel osei mitzvah. Shevnei zokein ein omdim ubifnei osei mitzvahs omdim. The Talmud Chacham is up, and you don't stand up if it'll interrupt your work. But b'shnei osei mitzvahs ya'omdim. So two things: first of all, it doesn't say chaviv mitzvah shaita, and it also doesn't follow the Yerushalmi with this dichui of maybe it becomes different because you want to encourage them to come, and they'll be embarrassed if they're degraded; they won't come next year. And it doesn't say that in Yerushalmi. So it's a little different than the Bavli Yerushalmi. Okay, certainly the way the Bavli seems to conclude, the Bavli is saying that the special din by Bikurim. Yerushalmi leaves it open to the possibility in general. It's kama gadol kochan shel osei mitzvah, which could be interpreted as a much more general statement, not just Bikurim. And again, the Yerushalmi doesn't have that rejection that the Bavli has. So that's just a point to bear in mind.
If you left the Talmud with Yerushalmi, why don't I have to stand in front of everyone who's wearing tzitzis?
Well, okay. So let's see. Hold the thought. Okay, let's see. Yeah, but let's see.
Right.
Yeah, but osei mitzvah, it's an interesting question. But let me just read the Kamei Yerushalmi, if any, Pnei Moshe. Okay? The Pnei Moshe, B'diur Maskel Shanyo, let me just find it, yeah. He says, let me actually read on a little bit in the Yerushalmi a little further. The Yerushalmi says, now another statement. Amar b'yosi bar Rabbi Bun. Eilin de kaimen min kume misa, lo min kume misa, enun kaimen, lon ela min kume, eilin de gamli le chesed. Okay, he backs up his point by saying, Rabbi Yossi bar Bun, okay, and I'll read the Yerushalmi on that in a moment. Rabbi Yossi bar Bun, it backs his point up by saying, when we stand for the people, for a guy carrying an aron, right, someone carrying an aron, lo min kume misa in the kaimen lo ela min kume elin de gamlin le chesed. We're not standing up for the deceased. We're standing for the people who are doing the chesed. So now the first answer was we said it's different by Bikurim because by Bikurim it's only a once in a while kind of circumstance. Otherwise, people will be standing up and sitting down and they'll be busy all day long, especially if you have a lot of Tamanachom live in the neighborhood and always walking by, right? They'll never get any work done. But now he says, Yosef Bun says the following. He says, Yosef Bun, the day time of the Godel Kochon shall also mitzvah chaviva mitzvah shaita. Pei Moshe brings in the chaviva mitzvah shaita, even though that's not the words of the Gemara. Elam in koma elam the gamel chesed shemalav and osin also the Godel Kochon shall also mitzvah. Anyway, the Yerushalmi certainly leaves it open to the concept that it's osin mitzvahs in general and not just necessarily Bikurim. And in fact, we do find that direction in the Shulchan Aruch, or at least in the comments of the Shulchan Aruch.
The question that you asked about,
yeah.
So why don't we
start?
Yeah. I think the context here, and that's probably also what Chavivam said in Shana Tav, that it has to do with the issue of financial sacrifice.
Okay, so there's going to be a little bit, we'll see a point like that. Hold that thought for a second. I'm going to come back to that issue. But let me just show you how this din does come up, at least you know, in some of the poskim. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Mila, Yerodeya Simon Reish Samachai, says, the Ramor writes the following. It says, you know, it says the Seder Birkas Amila. Anyway, the Ramor writes, Yesh Omrim, Shekol Ha'om, Shem Eitzel Hamila Yamdu. Some will hold that by Bris Mila everybody stands. Shenemar Vayamar Om Bebris. Okay? The Pasuk, Vayamar Om Bebris, it's close in the Mordechai and others. The Chay Noagin Nuvara Tofes Anar Shiyoshev. Other than the Sanduk who's holding the baby, sits. We have to have a giant mole, you know. But everyone else stands and a guy sits. Fine. He says in the Kiva Eger, the Chiddush of the Kiva Eger here on the spot, again, Yerodes and Reis Samechei. He says, Kishim Evarachim Tzrichim Lamod. Okay. And he says, V'chein Hamila Atzma Tzricha Lios Nomad. The actual act of the mole stands, it does the mitzvah of Bris Mila. And he says, "Kishemivin hatinok lamulo tzrochin lama mitnei tzrochin lama mitneiem." Kidera quotes, "When you bring the baby in, everybody stands up." And he quotes as the source this Bar Tanur in Paragimel of Hilchos Bikurim, Mishnah Gimel. So Rekiva Eger brings that lemaisa in Hilchos Mila that we accept what this Bar Tanur says. Again, evidently understanding this whole sugi that it's not limited to Bikurim, and Rekiva Eger brings halacha that we stand up for the Mila. And then the Rekiva Eger says, Ayin Bataz with Kamensin and Shin Samach Aleph Sivkot and Beis. Rekiva Eger sends us to the Taz. So let's take a look in Yerodei Shin and Shin Samach Aleph, and that's in Hilchos Avelus. That's in Hilchos Avelus. Shin Samach Aleph. So there it says in Sif Dalet, Afilu b'makom she'eno tzarech labos hamei tzarech lamod miponav. Okay, in certain circumstances, there's no requirement to carry the mazes right there, whatever, but still tzarech lamod miponav. You have to stand up. Says the Taz. What does it mean? It's a cotton base. Pirish mipnei ha'oskim imo. Taz says you stand up in honor of those who are osek with the mace. Shehem gomle chasodim, because they're doing this great chesed. Kein ubetur b'shem Yerushalmi, and so quotes in the Torah, which quotes Ari Yerushalmi that we just saw in Bikur and Paragim Alach Gimel, right? The koma alein the kame kamisa lo kame kamisa lo kame alein the gomle chesed. That's the Yerushalmi that we saw. Yep. So the koshuli. But says it ties on a sin. Kasha Masha, Kasha Perak Elam Galchan, and he quotes the whole Kasha from Moy Cotton, gives an answer, okay, and he says at the end, the Chain Masha Perak Hamad the Kiddushin, and the Taz refers to the Gemara Kiddushin, we saw also Daf Lamed Gimel, on Riosi Bar Oban, Bo Re, Kamachavim Mitzvashaita, Shar Vem Omni, Bali Omnus, the Kamacham, Ein Omni, Mashma, Kol Mitzvah, says the Taz. Last three words of Taz. Mashma, Kol Mitzvah. Taz understands this refers to all the mitzvahs. So clearly, according to Rekiva Eger, and according to the Taz, we accept what the Bar Tanur says in that Mishnah. It's not limited to Bikurim's, all mitzvahs. Now we have to define all mitzvahs, but at least it's not, it's many other mitzvahs as well.
And Bikurim, it's the Oraita?
Doesn't say it's the Oraita. The Mishnah just mentioned is done. That's an interesting point. Doesn't say it's the Oraita. It just says, again, how you yotz, Chol Bali Umnis Rishayim Omnil Thayim, Bishom Bishlomam. Presumably not. Anyway, that's the postgame here on this issue. Now, the question is that so clear? You know, is it so certain that this extends to all mitzvahs, and where do you draw the line? It's really unclear, because Jagerin says it by Mila, and he points to the Taz, who says it by carrying the mace, and so on. But is it so clear to everybody that this is automatically the case? It's not really so clear.
But are these the mitzvahs that you have to do while you yourself are standing? That's an interesting question also. You can do Lulav and Ishvah while you're sitting. You can do Sukkah while you're sitting.
Right. So, let's see one or two other things. Okay, let me see one or two other things, then we can analyze it further. First of all, there is a Rashi in Chulin. The parallel sugya in Kiddushin that we just mentioned also appears in Chulin. And off Nun Dalet on the base. So there, I'm not going to read the Gemara, it's the same Gemara as we have in Kiddushin, but there Rashi says something a little different. It says Chaviv Mitzvah, the whole thing, right? And it rejects it, Nimtzas Atamachshil, and again, the Bavli, unlike the Yerushalmi, reject the suggestion that it's only Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, maybe Bikurim is different. And Rashi says, you know why Bikurim may be different? If you're not going to show these farmers shiny face and, you know, honor, so lo yargil lovo mipnei ha-torach. That's a use of the word. There's a torach element according to Rashi. It's a pain. It's a nuisance. Okay. So now what Rashi is saying, perhaps, is that it's only by Bikurim, or we can extrapolate that even if it's by other things, but it's other things which may be there's a torah element to it. I'm not sure. You know, you could say that by taking care of a mace, there's certainly a torah. I'm not sure by a bris, although there's a chisaron kis. So I don't know. But Rashi, one could definitely argue that Rashi and Chulin is saying that it's only by bikurim. It's a special thing. It's only, you know, because of the tremendous effort involved and time and, you know, shopping through Shine. In those days, obviously, you know, you had to go by donkey or camel, however you want. You know, it was a schlep. So especially if your farm is far away and you leave home for a few. I'm just showing you that Rashi. Again, it doesn't say that in Kiddushim, but the parallel of Sugis and Chulin, Munda and Beis, Rashi says that it's an Indian of Torah. So at least it's a point to bear in mind. Now, the Maharsha, commenting on the Sugi and Kiddushim, points to the Rambam. Maharsha says to take a look at the Parish HaMishnah of the Rambam. The Rambam has a different answer altogether. The Rambam on that Mishnah Bikurim, Paragimel Mishnah Gimel, writes, "Va'ikar etzleinu ein bali umas v'shoyin lama be'tamid chachamim." The Rambam writes in the Parish HaMishnah that for Tamid Chachamim you don't have to stand. "Ava chiyavnu le'elu lamod," but for these people you do have to stand. Why? It doesn't say the Gemara. He says, "Lefisha nichnasim heim kol." Because, you know, people, Bikurim, came with a whole parade, a whole bunch of people. Ukvod tzibur shiny. Here it's a whole tzibur, it's a whole group of people coming to a mitzvah. What a beautiful thing. Some people coming to a shrine, a whole group from this town, or this, you know, county, they all came together. That's kvod tzibur shiny. The Amru b'gemara, b'derech hayu omrim samachti b'amun b'es Hashem melech, u'rishalayim hayu omdim, hayu omrim omdos hayu aglen b'sharach u'shalayim. There was such excitement. So the Rambam seems to indicate that it's a din in the tzibur. Okay, now, you know, it's unclear, as we'll see in a second, whether I'm got that from what the Gemara said. Okay, but the Rambam said that the reason you stand up is because of a whole group of people, implying that that's the fact that it's important. So the Maharsha writes this in the Chedusha Agadus, to that daf in Chedusha Lamed Gimel Aleph, okay? And he asks the question, and maybe this is your question, Yehuda. He says, Uma tam b'mitzvah zu b'shaita v'lo amru lam re'ausek b'mitzvah cheres. I mean, chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, yeah, but there are other mitzvahs b'shaita, right? So how come they instituted here? So he says, Kos of a Rambam, the parish HaMishlayas, Levishav, Pachos, HaSagan, V'gizvor Yosef, Kosem, all the town leaders come out and meet them and so on. Uchshnislasim shuvay akol, the covered tzibur, right? When there's a whole community and the leaders of the town are out, everybody's, you know, tumbling, okay? And he says, Ulamai the Dachi the Kamer the Shiny Hasim the Kena Tamachshon Hasid Lavo Hasid Hadunami Dafka the Mitzvah Zu. He says, you know, why don't we worry about other mitzvahs? If not, or if a guy's doing a mitzvah, won't show him covets, he may not do it again. Why would we suddenly have that concern by Bikurim and not by other things? Rashi said because of the Torah. Rashi Chulin said because of the extra effort. But here he says, Nami Dafka Mitzazu, Shabim Lusham Bekovat Godal, Kafur Sham Shalom, and Nivzim on by name and Tom. He quotes the other Rashi. You know, again, it's the covet is built into this, to the ceremony, so to speak. So according to this, then, one could make the claim that also, again, it's limited to Bikurim when you have a situation like that, when these farmers arrive and the leaders of the city come out and make a production, that's why everybody stands up. That would not necessarily extend to other mitzvahs, with or without Torah. Now, on the page in the Mishnayos, the regular Yochanan Boaz Mishnayos, there's several commentaries on the page. I'd like to share with you. The Mishnah Rishona is one of the commentaries. And he says, it says in our Mishnah, Bechol Bali Umlio, so all the craftsmen have to stand. So why do you mention the craftsmen? What about the other people in town? Right? They only mention Bali Umlius. What about the, you know, other people? So says the Mishnah Rishona, Rabu Sanokar. It means even Bali Umlios. Afal Pishim is Batn Olachtam. The Kosher came Sharon. Certainly everybody else. Umashma dafil tamil chachomim tzrichin lamod b'shar she'oskin b'torah. Even the Beis Medrash people are learning, when these Bikurim people walk by, you got to stand up, right? Mishum de chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Okay, so that's your point. He says, even the Talmid Chacham, you don't have to stand up for the Talmid Chacham, but the Talmid Chacham have to stand up for the Bikurim bringers. Yeah, that's what he says. And if the Tom Zed the Chiyuv Mitzvah is more per coming to Kiddush Olam, go fine. And then he writes, it's Tzorech Ian, Shaharambam beperusho. We just read it. Cost of Tom Acher. The Rambam gave a different reason. The covered Sibur Shiny. Umashma the Mishum Yochid Hamevi Bikurim. Oh no, say Tinek Lamulo. Ain't Tzorech Lamud. It's Mashma. According to the Rambam, if one guy happens to be hobbling in, bringing his Bikurim, he's not with anybody else. You wouldn't have to stand up for him. And a guy bringing the baby to the bris, the klata, bringing the baby to the bris, also, you wouldn't have to stand up for. Okay? But he says, the Gemara seems to be more general. And that's, by the way, in the Babli, he didn't quote the Rishon Lishamim even more, because we said, Nei osei mitzvah, which is much more general. So he thinks, finds the Rambam a little bit difficult. The Rambam had the reason, it's only, but the Rambam says what he says. But the Mishnah Rishonah finds it difficult. Now, on the side of the page here in the Yochanan Boaz Mishnah, we have also the Tozos Anshei Shem. Tozos Anshei Shem. So, B'dil Masel V'chol, he writes, Hachis V'kduz Avlam and Gimel, V'isa Gam Kein B'Rishalma, V'ikanam B'Rishalmi, Tam Achrin, and D'Shani Hachosh V'Lekitzim. He mentions Shalmi has the other reason that maybe Bikurim is different because it only happens every once in a while. Pirish Pam B'Shon, that's once a year, V'ain Kan Chisam Kis. The Rambam B'Ferusho Kosov Avachiyavnu La'elav V'Shani Chfasim, Hein Kol V'Kovod Sibur Shani, Ad Kan, V'lo Yodana Amai Nayed Mitana de Gemara. I don't know why the Rambam developed his own answer. But in the next piece, he says the following. The Tosan Shishin. He quotes, like the Bartanura, who said that Mipnei no satino, will bring the people into the bris, bring the baby into the bris, you do stand. Again, according to the reading of the Rambam, you wouldn't, because it's not a whole group of people. He says, Yesh Lidchos. The shiny hossam, the be'ina, the azli, heim oskin mitzvahs mamish. He's medayek from the pasuk in our sedra. I alluded to it earlier, but I didn't stress it because I didn't want to then. But let's go back to our pasuk that we started with, the pasuk in our sedra. Notice the phraseology of the pasuk, right? Oya kisavol aretz, when you're coming to the land. So the second pasuk says, says the Tosan Sheshem, the halicha, the going is part of the mitzvah, so to speak. Doesn't say by a bris, the halachta, you bring the baby. I mean, it's understood that you have to bring the baby, otherwise, how's he going to get there? He's not coming himself. Right? So it's understood that the baby's got to get there, but there's no specific pasuk that says bring the baby to the moel. You know, but by here, by the Bikurim, it says the halachtal amakom. So the Tosan Sheshem says, shiny hasam to be idla de azli hemoskim a mitzvah. At the time that they're going, they're doing a mitzvah. All right, now this touches on a major sugya, which is not for now. It's more in Pesach. Osek mitzvah patur in a mitzvah. You know, what does it mean? Well, what if I'm just going to the mitzvah? That's a sugya in Sukkah, a second parak. You know, it could be if I'm just going to do a mitzvah. That's already called osek. Anyway, I thought after you thinking, but he says the mikra ksiva alachta amokom. Okay, the gam behotzas hameisei shlomar the osek mitzvah mamish. Because what is the mitzvah by? It's carrying the mace. From wherever he died, from the hospital, wherever, that is good for the mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah then. Shekavu hula meis, l'nosal kiso, k'damur chazal, and so on. Ava b'zeh akati lav osek mitzvah. When you bring a baby to the bris, you're not doing a mitzvah right now. There ain't sure mitzvah b'halacha satino. There's no mitzvah per se to bring. I mean, it's a practical consideration. Okay, but there's no mitzvah per se to bring the baby. The hachana mitzvah, hachana. We call it a hechzer mitzvah, maybe not even a hechzer mitzvah. So it's a preparatory step. Who says you have to stand up for somebody who's now on the way, preparing? How do you go? What about when the mother brings the baby out? They go in the car. You have to stand up. They're all going to do the mitzvah. You have to stand for all that. On the other hand, maybe there is schar halicha, and so on. The fact of the matter is, the poskim don't accept this distinction. You see the, you know, the cover that he had. You know, he said, I have a diak and a poskim. At the end of the day, he says the poskim don't accept my chiluk. Ela reza kosa mordechai shetzichim lamod kolam b'shas mila. Although lab mishum kora oskim mitzvah matzum and ela mishum kora mitzvah atzma. Maybe they call it lamar kama bris. He meant that poskim. So, and at least he throws out you know, these questions. So it's again conceivable.
Idea of sending when the Chassan and Kala, I missed the beginning, that's what I get to.
I mentioned before, the Chassan and Kala, which is relatively recent, I said relatively recently, because it wasn't done in my time, and I'm married less than 30 years. And it's still not done in Eretz Yisrael. I know that. Here's the Rigur. Let me just look at a few other sources, then we'll come to that issue. The Sefer HaMakneh in Kiddushin, really technically, you know, it should be called the Sefer HaMiknah. So that's a pasuk in Novi, but on Yeshiva they call it the Makneh. So we'll call it that too. It's a Makneh Kiddushin on Lamed Gimel Beis. It says, Kosam Arsho, he quotes the Arsho, that Tamu, Kamosha Kosam Rambam, Zal the Dafka Mitzazu, Kavan Shisgane Kahuna, Vapachos Hochu, Negdom Vika Kotzibur, and so on. The Rabba says, Bikurum Kazu, the Machom Mitzvah. So it's possibly Machokas. And the truth is, it's possibly Machokas above in Yerushalmi. Because the Bavli at the end say, Bikurim's different because, you know, we don't treat these guys with dignity so they won't come again. It's just, but the Yerushalmi didn't. And plus the Yerushalmi had the Lashon of, what was the exact words again? The exact words of Yerushalmi was, Gagolo Kochon Shal Osei Mitzvah. So it's a broader. So maybe it's, I mean, I'm not trying to be Marba Machlokas, but it could be it's a Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi as to whether we would extend this beyond Bikurim. So the Makneh writes, he says, "Mitam zeh omnim neinosamitim neinosatina." He's quoting the Bartanura. Umashmos haloshem chaviva mitzvah b'shaita mashmos kedvar. Like says, the loshem chaviva mitzvah sounds also like a more general statement. All mitzvahs. The chayin mashmos the Rabbi Yochanan the Amar Pneim omnim the diaklishem astizin afshiyosu gregum skanei kahuna and so on and so forth. All right, so. He says, maybe it's only maybe Bikurim Atzvam, not because of the, it sounds more like they stood up for the people bringing the Bikurim, not for, like the Rambam said, for the other dignitaries that were there and so on. And Benira Ode, he quotes other Rayas. Anyway, that's the Makneh. And then he raised an interesting question. Okay, can these guys be Mochel on their covered? Tamachon is Mochel on his covered. Tamachon is not going to stay seated, right? Can these guys be Mochel? He says, maybe that's why it's different. He says, this mitzvah is maybe adifahu, and mishum tamar chacham yachol limchol akvodu. Because Mashiach gaber rabbanon, right? He quotes an earlier Gemara in Kedushin, a kam chacham can be mochel, okay? And certainly they can mochel a guy that shouldn't lose his work, especially if he's working with somebody else. However, here, yesh lomar de'enam yachol limchol akvodum, da mitzvah lav didhu. Okay, but here perhaps not, because it's not their mitzvah. So again, you see that the Makneh also seems to understand that it applies, or at least interpreted that it applies to other mitzvahs as well. So now we come to the question regarding the Chassan and Kala, standing up for the Chassan and Kala when they walk down. As I say, around here it's become the pretty common practice. I don't see that. Well, you know, it's a Mamar Chassan, Chassidish Chassan, I don't know about Chassidish, but I think even there, certainly Yeshivish, everybody stands up now for the Chassan and Kala, which, you know, less than 30 years ago when I got married, that was not the practice. The practice developed. Now, what we do find, though, in the Shulchan Aruch is the following. And this is in Eben Ezer, Simon Tamach Beis, in the Ber Heitev. We do find the practice, and as we'll see, it's somewhat ironic because, you know, this was brought down. Nobody does this. Okay? That's the difference. It's walking down. This is different. Yeah. Now, he says the following. He says, in Simon Tamach Beis, Sivkot and Aleph, the Ber Heitev writes as follows. He says, Umechuyav Lam, the Shulchan Aruch writes, the Shulchan Aruch says, talking about the Birchas Chasanim, that's what we call the Sheva Brachas. So in the Ber Heitev, in Sukkot Aleph, he writes, Mechuyav Lamod Kol Ha'omdim Sham Al Ragleim, B'Shas Birchas Sheva Brachas. The Ber Heitev passes, when the Sheva Brachas are recited under the Chuppah, everybody's supposed to stand up. I don't see that done too often. Okay, but some people do it. You know, the Rambam, some people are very makbid about it. But Ber Heitev quotes
it. Don't have chairs.
Huh? Yeah, and then if it's everyone standing up. But that's the Ber Heitev. It doesn't say the reason why. Huh?
Over there by the Sheva Bracha. That's like a quasi-mitzvah, mitzvah-banon.
Well, that's the question. Is the Ber Heitev?
Because normally you stand for a mitzvah. Right?
Well, many, right. So it doesn't say why. Okay, the Bar Hetev there in Siman Sach Beis Avin Ezra Sukkah. I'll just quote. He's quoting from the Knesset Gedolah. Because I don't have a Knesset Gedolah, as I didn't see the inside of the Bar Hetev, doesn't quote the reason why. What I did find is the following: of Shlomo Kluger in his Tshuvas, in one of his collections, which was called Tshuvas Ha'elef Lachar Shlomo. There's 1,000 Tshuvas here. That's a little shorter. Anyway, in Evan Ezer, in Siman Kuf Tesvav, he writes, Hine Motzose B'tikune Zohar. The Kabbalistic thing. Tikkun Yud, Shakol Ha'olam Chayavin Lamod in Achosim Rekalakish Mevorkin Sheva Brachos Tachas Achupayin Sham, the Osu Ahem Leisha Bishas Abrachos, Ubevadai Royal Ochos Yidvar of Divilakim Chayim. So evidently, according to the Shlomo Kluger, it's got some kind of, to the Tikkunei Zohar, it's got some kind of, Kabbalistic significance to stand up for the Sheva Brachos. However, there may be Alpi Nigla as well. Because the standard reason that you give, you hear, well, is Chosin Dom HaMelech, right? To stand up for a king. So that's actually brought in the Sefer Orchos Chaim, of Aaron HaKohen Milanil, one of the later Rishonim, Orchos Chaim in Chelek Beis, Elchos Kiddushin, in the middle of Oschof, starts with Brichas Nisuin. So first of all, it says Brichas Nisuin Tzarek Tzuchan Asara. You need a minion. So already you can start talking there about, like it's like Kedusha, Kaddish, Dorish Kedusha, but it's not quite. But then he says as follows. He says, Mevi'en Achosim V'Akala, right, we bring, and he says, Kosim V'Pirkei D'Beliezer. V'Pirkei D'Beliezer. I'll look it up, it says it's Parak Tes Zion. Achosim Dom Elamelech. Mahamelech HaKol Mekalsan also, Kach HaChosan, just like we praise the king, we praise the Chosan. Mahamelech Ena Yotze L'Shuk Levado, okay, the Chosan, right, the Melech doesn't go out alone, the Chosan doesn't go out alone. Mahamelech Simcha Mishtelefonav, there's always Simcha and food and party, Kach HaChosan, Kol Shivisimeh Mishteh. Mahamelech with the Lovesh Big Day Covered, Kach HaChosan. Mahamelech Miras Pono, Kiorachama, Kach HaChosan, Pono Miras Shanema, Ruk HaChosan, Tzvichuboso. Al Kain, here's what he adds, Nahagu b'chol mekomo seinu, sha'omdin ha'om al-ragleim b'shah shuhu mahalech b'derech. Rachas Chaim writes, therefore we have a minig of Chosin Dom HaMelech, that everybody stands up when a Chosin goes on his way. And he says, u kishim mevarchin lo b'chas erisin nisuin, and during the erisin nisuin, u sha'ola likros b'torah, and he gets called after the Torah, and so on. And he says, I call it a minig. The least we have a source, and we've shown him, of standing up, and he mentions because of Chosin Dom HaMelech, although he doesn't talk about when he's going to the chuppah. But he does say, Kid Bishar Shu Mahalech Baderech. When he's going around, he walks by, like with the Bikur, walks by, you stand up. So we still don't have a direct source in terms of standing up for when he walks down the aisle. Now, one might argue, well, before I get the argument, but certainly Yerachas Chaim also mentioned this idea of Dafka standing when, by the Birchas Eris and Birchas Nisun. So Rav Yosef has a tshuva about this in Yabia Omer and Chelek Vav, Chelek Orachayim Simen Ches, Chelek Eben Ezer Simen Ches, and he asks, those people who stand during the Sheva Brachas, Ayin Yeshul Zay Yisod Al Pi Halacha, is it correct? So he brings the day, Kedarko, he brings lots of different people, different Hagim, different places, that they did stand, other places they didn't stand. He brings, some who say, Min Hagi Kishar Chosin over Lefana Yeh Mashiach, Omer Aragla, Yvnei Shekamelech. So again, Chosin Dom HaMelech. He brings all of that as well. And he writes, in a minute, he says, and then he says, V'od Yeh Shlomar, Shetzorach Lokum Be'ez, Birchas Erisin, Mitam Shakasar of Adyu Bartinur, Shetzacher Lakom Mipnei Ose Mitzvah. The Chosin is also going to do a mitzvah. Right? So, even never mind Chosin Dom HaMelech, but he at least has this possibility that someone is going to do a mitzvah. Although, again, he doesn't use it for standing up when he walks by, but rather standing up for the Birchas Erisin, because that's it, about to do a mitzvah. And he mentions that is the minig in Yerushalayim. Well, most people do stand for the whole ceremony, actually. I don't have chairs, I think it's usually outside, in a courtyard, a parking lot someplace, if they have it. So that's, certainly in the old Yishuv, that's how it was, so people stand. So Rav Yosef mentions that as well. The only question is, I always wondered about the Chosin Dom HaMelech thing, but that's after he's a Chosin. When does he become a Melech? Walking down the aisle right now, it doesn't sound like the Chosin Dom HaMelech will work, because he hasn't gotten married yet.
So if we say the reason is because he's going to do a mitzvah, okay, so then he's then fine. But if you say like the Orchis Chaim, and again I stress, the Orchis Chaim didn't say when he's walking down the aisle. He said wherever he walks by, he could be talking about afterwards. And when a chassan comes back and he's playing Od Yishama, if they break the glass, he's more. Then everyone just everyone does stand up. Everyone should stand up then because then he's talking chassan no enough. Is he chassan malach malach before? Well, not long ago I actually stumbled across in researching something else. A statement by the Bikurei Yaakov, that's the Aruch Lanair of Yaakov Ettlinger, we've quoted many times in the past, the great German Rav, he was the one who gave smicha to Rosh Hashanah for Hirsch. So he has a sefer Aruch Lanair, and in the back of the Aruch Lanair on Sukkah he has what's called Bikurei Yaakov, which is his commentary on Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Sukkah and Lulav, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes very often. It's one of the important works on those halachas. So he says, he quotes an Elia Rabba tirates the mari b'chosam kodem nisuin dinami nikromelach. So even before nisuin nikromelach, but the archoner adds b'kuri Yaakov adds v'lo bia. This is in Siman Tov Reish Samech Tes Sif Katan Gimel. And Arachaim in Hilchos Lulav Siman Tov Reish Samech Tes Katan Gimel. So he says about the Elia Rabba v'lo bia. He didn't explain. The Efshari suggests the Oso Shavua Shia Nisuin. The whole week of the Nisuin is already called Chasim Dom Al Melech. Maybe that's why some people have a Shomer with the Chasim the day for the Ofra Faran. Right? You know, so maybe all that's together. So at least we have a Posek who says that Chasim Dom Al Melech can be two mothers, like a Rabbi and a Bikur Yaakov, who say that Chasim Dom Al Melech can indeed go into effect even before. So we hold like. What's that?
Where did the Tachlin exemption come from?
That's a different question. That would only be, that's really only, that would not before. I don't think so.
That day, right? Mm-hmm.
No, not until the
Well, no, that's a question. If the Chuppah will be that day, then it's also a question. Yeah. Many shuls. Many shuls. Yeah. The question is, the Chuppah will be after dark. That's a question. The Yom Kippur. Yeah.
I think that you also have to encash the Chassan, because if you're going to encash it, we're not get mad again.
No. Yeah, good.
You said the first.
Anyway,
this time, but
that's. I wanted to bring up one other thing. So I heard that, and I couldn't find in print. I looked in Hashem Pesach Nefesh Rab, and Mithni Rab. I didn't see it there. Could be it's elsewhere. But I heard a long time ago in the name of the Rav, Soloveitchik, that he gave this reason for the minig. You know, again, his time wasn't so widespread at all. But he said the reason you stand up for the chos and those who do, it's because of this Mishnah Bikurim. He's going to the mitzvah. Same thing, but that's a further question. To our mitzvah, what mitzvah is it? That's the round in the beginning of the second part of the Kedushin. It's a mitzvah for also, because it says mitzvah boy, that's a
mitzvah. They're on the way to do a mitzvah.
Hmm? That's what I'm saying, because
it's a mitzvah. Yeah, that's how we.
Right, so I think of a Shach Tetman in the Rav. But I looked in, and I heard it in the name of the Rav, and then I've heard of a Shach also. I looked in Mitnei Rav, and Nefesh Rav, I didn't find it. It may have written it elsewhere, I never wrote it down, I don't know. I searched in a couple of places. Also, he has an essay on Misuin and Aristotle in the other one, Bikre Atom. I didn't see it there either. But anyway, but that's what they say, based on this Mishnah Bikurim. That's where you're going to do a mitzvah. Certainly, the way Yerushalmi understood it, we can extend it to other mitzvahs. So then, that's the book that he said. So that's just what I wanted to mention. And I heard the following, I heard the name of Moshe Feinstein, and I couldn't find it in any of the Igros Moshe. It could be it's not written there, but I did find it here in the Sefer Emes LeYaakov, which is Yaakov Kamenetsky. Well, Emes Yaakov, the Altar is also printed on Shulchan Aruch, another thing. So this is on Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Siman Nun Aleph. So he has a Ha'ara number 62. It's kind of comment is, Nagu La'amo Kishomrim Vayvarach David. The minig is to stand when you say Vayvarach David, right after the Halukas. You say Vayvarach David, one stands up. What's someone standing up for Vayvarach David for? Okay?
It says in our school, you have to stand.
Well, that's why. But why, where did our school get it from?
It's about on Shabbos, going to school, I think.
Right, okay, so one wants to stand. But all right, low plug. But
doesn't stand.
Oh, my Shabbos. Yeah, we'll see. But first of all, it doesn't necessarily have to do with the talk. It may have to do with the fact that it's a bracha. In fact, in that Shulah Ravad Yosef that I just mentioned, he said, whenever there's a bracha for all of Klal Yisrael, there's a minute to stand. It's like Birchas Kohanim. We stand for Birchas Kohanim. And so one of the brachas is, you know, the last of the seven brachas, that's a tefillah for all of Klal Yisrael. So you stand with cover that bracha. So some say by Baruch David, you stand also because the bracha, and so on and so forth. But he writes as follows. And it says Mipi Hashmua. So Yaakov didn't write it, but the Talmidim recalled that he said it. And it's Hour 62. He says, I am B'tur Yodeis in Shin Samach Aleph. Sheyesh Lamod Mipnei Osei Mitzvah. We're very careful about it. That's why we stand by Baruch David. Why? There's a minig that you give tzedakah. The people go to the pushka, they go to give tzedakah at the time of saying by Baruch David. We'll see why in a second. Usha'ar kol hakol omdu machmas sheyesh lamod lifnei nos neitz tzedakah mishem shehem osei mitzvah. Everyone stands up for those people. You're standing up not for my Baruch David. You're standing up for those people who are going to do the mitzvah tzedakah. They're bringing their dollars to the pushka and so on. And he says, "Umitam ze gam no gulam of the shasa chupa, the hainu mishum shachos and akalam ekayim mitzvah." He says that shasa chupa, and it doesn't say when they're walking down, because that was not the practice. No, but it's the same thing. Okay, so Rabbi Yaakov and Nisara put together both of those things. The Mishnah Berurah is the one who brings in Siman Nun Aleph, not Siman Shulchan Aruch, in Sifkot and Yud Tes regarding by Baruch David that it was the practice of the Arizal. He says, "Harizal kisha Omar va'ata Moshe bakol." That's one of the lines in my Baruch David, right? Because it says, "Va'osher va'kavod lefanecha va'ata Moshe bakol." Right? You determine osher, right? So now would be a good time to give tzedakah. Hold on to me, right? Aser taser aser bishvil shatiz asher, right? You give tzedakah. So it says that that was the Arizal's practice. Arizal kishalom ba'atam Moshe Makol nosam tzedakah me'umad. He would always stand when he gave tzedakah. That's like you're saying, the mitzvah itself requires stand. That's the Mishnah Berurah here in Siman Nun Aleph Sivkot and Yud Tes. A little bit later in Siman Sadi Beis. In the Sifkot and Lamed Vav, the Mishnah Berurah writes there. Also, he says, "Yesh mekomos." I'm sorry. Over Ezek Hilos Kedoshos Niskan Haminag Litain Tzedaka Kishemagiel Aposik VaOsher Etc. Atam Moshe Bakol. So, quote, I heard this in Rav Moshe Feinstein, but we saw it in print from Yaakov Kamenetsky, that that's why we stand at that point. I'll just mention as an aside, we'll finish with this, an interesting tshuva, Diane Weiss, Minchas Yitzchak, in Chelek Yud, Simon Peivav, has a question, what about a guy whose job it is to collect tzedaka? Right, he goes around collecting, do you have to stand up for him too? Right, he's a gabbai stalker, right? He raised the question. Alvar Shele Mishlamud Gamnir Govet stalker. The Sher Shaholech for Govet Meish Leish Kanog. Ihubachal Ose Mitzvah. Okay, and is that also doing a mitzvah? He's collecting. He's not giving. He's collecting. Right, so the guy who he comes up to reach into his pocket, but he's collecting. You have to stand up for him too. And he says, and what if he gets paid for it? He gets, you know, that's his job. You know, to get. Anyway, he goes through this question. He thinks that if the guy gets paid, he's probably not. You know, he's not Ose Mitzvah and so on. But anyway, you see. Seriously, it was taken, the idea of standing up was taken so seriously, it was asked you have to stand up even for Gabbai Tzedakah. So, you know, whether you do it or not, he says, you know, it is proper to stand up if you know, unless they say the guy, you know, it's clear his job. Ain't a bechalo simitzah, getting payment out of it. But in any event, this may well be the source for the practice. As I said, it's become popular today. Certainly, it remains questionable why Lemaisa in most places people do not stand for the Sheva Brachos Chasanim, for the Sheva Brachos. And everybody now stands up. I once came across, I thought it was in the Sefer Agur. In fact, I've told people it's in the Sefer Agur tonight, this afternoon. I was looking, I couldn't find it. Sefer Agur is one of the later Rishonim. But I definitely came across someplace, and it may really relate to the Rambam, that in some communities, the Rav of the Shul walked the Chasan to the Rav of the community, walked the Chasan to the chuppah. So maybe they're standing up for the Rav. Or in other stories they bring down, it wasn't just the father and mother, several people, friends, perhaps other dignitaries would walk with the chasam and perhaps with the kala as well. So you weren't really standing up for the chasam and kala, you're standing up for those dignitaries. Again, that may be like the Rambam, Well, like we could read the Rambam that you weren't standing up for the people bringing the Bikurim, but rather for the dignitaries who came out to greet them. Well, that's not the postures, as we said. But that's a possibility. Again, I thought it was in the Sefer Augur. That's why it was in my head that that's why I'd seen it, but I looked on it and couldn't find it. It could still be there. But it's somewhere. I'm not making this up. I've heard other people claim Sukkos HaGoy. You know, and I don't know. I don't think I've ever been to a non-Jewish wedding, so I don't know whether. But is it the practice of going to stand up when the bride and groom come in? I don't know. Is it like that though? Do they do it in the room? I don't remember. Huh? I don't know.
The guys still have, whenever you said you object, the guy's always sitting.
And yeah, right. He stands up. That's what I thought also. So I don't know. Maybe by some non-Jews they do. But anyway, but at least we have a possible mucker, either because, you know, the person's going to do a mitzvah, which would mean that we're learning that it's like the Bar Tanura, and like those poskim who say when you bring a baby to the klater, when you carry an arach on, so it's because someone can go do a mitzvah. Or at the other element of Chasen Dom HaMelech, which we said perhaps starts even before the Chuppah. Okay.